Howard, le journaliste américain, va retrouver notre ami Ndiogou Marley, le coxeur en chef. Vous allez écouter la suite de leur entretien. Vous entendrez la conversation entre Ndiogou, le coxeur, et le journaliste Edward. Vous répondrez vrai ou faux, true or false, aux deux énoncés suivants. 1. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. 2. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? Vous apprendrez enfin des mots relatifs aux liens de famille et des expressions que vous réutiliserez. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Ndiogou, tell me about your home life. Do you have a big family?
Yes, thank God. My family is quite large, and I have 11 guards bits of wood, as we say here.
Do you mean children?
Sure, children also like no eye, no tongue.
How many do you have?
A good number, mashallah. Sons and daughters. We don't count our children, man.
Do you think one of your boys will take after you and become a coxeur?
Perhaps Ziggy.
You named your child Ziggy?
Relax, it's just a nickname, man. Ziggy, you know, like Ziggy Marley? His real name is Abdu. Anyway, I want Ziggy to become a big transporter.
But wouldn't that mean the end of the coxeur business?
No way, man. It's all a family business here at the car station.
What do you mean?
Hawa, my first wife, sells water here. The fruit seller over there is my daughter, Kani. Next to Kani is my nephew, Baba, the shoe cleaner. And my sister, Mary, sells good cafe tuba.
Cafe tuba? Never heard of it. What's that?
You've got to try it. Follow me, man. It's only 500 francs, the tourist price for you.
Come on, Ndiogou. I'm not a tourist.
I know, but business is business, man. Hey, this interview, will it be on VOA?
Well, perhaps. It's possible.
Nous avons entendu Edward s'entretenir avec Ndiogou Marley. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Ndiogou a 11 garçons et 11 filles. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Baba est un fils de Ndiogou. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Quel est le surnom du fils de Ndiogou? Ziggy. 2. Qui vend du café tout bas? Marie, la sœur de Ndiogou. 3. Pourquoi la tasse de café tout bas est-elle vendue à Edward à 500 francs? C'est le prix pour touristes. Et vous, que pensez-vous? Faut-il fixer un prix touriste, oui ou non? C'est à vous maintenant. Nous allons apprendre des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Écoutez et répétez. Sons, daughters, wife, nephew. Écoutez leur traduction. Fils, sons, fille, daughters, femme, wife, neveu, nephew. Répétez ces phrases qui établissent les liens dans la famille de Ndiogou. Abdu is Ndiogou's son. Kani is Ndiogou's daughter. Hawa is Ndiogou's wife. Baba is Ndiogou's nephew. Vous allez répéter ces deux expressions utilisées par Edward et Ndiogou. Come on! Business is business. Vous pouvez les utiliser pour dire « voyons » et « les affaires sont les affaires ». Nous avons entendu la deuxième partie de l'entretien que Ndiogu, le coxeur, a accordé au journaliste Edward. Vous avez répondu vrai ou faux à des énoncés et répondu à des questions. Vous avez appris des mots relatifs aux liens de famille. Enfin, vous saurez utiliser les expressions « come on » et « business is business », n'est-ce pas? Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais « Learning English », allez au site Internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. La prochaine conversation est l'interview, interview, d'un Américain venant de la Floride, c'est-à-dire l'État de Floride, en anglais Florida. Kathy va demander à Robert Harris, « Where are you from? D'où venez-vous? » Il va répondre avec la contraction, « I'm from Florida. » « I am from Florida. » « I'm », c'est la contraction. « Je viens de la Floride. » « I'm from Florida. » Kathy dit à son invité « Good morning, Mr. Harris. » Par politesse, elle choisit de l'appeler par son nom de famille, « Last name ». L'invité, Robert Harris, va dire en se présentant « Please call me Bob. » Il préfère être moins formel. Une autre façon de demander d'où vient quelqu'un, « Are you from ?» Êtes-vous de « Are you from ?» « Are you from Orlando ?» Elle lui demande « Are you from Orlando ?» Écoutez, listen.
Now it's time for our interview. Our guest today is Robert Harris. Good morning, Mr. Harris.
Good morning, Kathy. Please call me Bob.
Okay, Bob. I have a question for you.
Please go ahead.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Are you from Orlando?
No, I'm not. I'm not from Orlando. I'm from Miami.
That's very interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our guest is Bob Harris. He's from Miami, Florida.
Comme vous l'avez entendu, il y a plusieurs façons de demander d'où vient une personne. Vous avez entendu « Where are you from? » Et maintenant, vous venez d'entendre « Are you from Orlando ?» Et moi, je vous demande « Are you from Congo ?»« Are you from Rwanda ?»« Are you from Sénégal ?»« Are you from Niger ?»« Are you from Burundi ?» Et vous allez répondre avec la contraction de « I am » en répétant après moi I'm from Congo. Et répétez. I'm from Congo. I'm from Rwanda. I'm from Sénégal. Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
Where are you from?
D'où venez-vous?
I'm from the United States.
Where are you from?
I'm from Florida.
Where are you from?
I'm from Miami.
Where are you from, Max?
I'm from San Francisco.
Where are you from, Kathy?
I'm from New York.
Une question pour vous. À vous de répondre.
A question for you.
Une question pour vous.
Now, here's a question for you.
Listen for the bell,
après le son
then
cloche,
say your answer.
Donnez votre réponse.
What's your name?
Comment vous appelez?
Nice to meet you.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Au cours de la leçon suivante, vous entendrez Martin Lerner qui se trouve à une réunion de fermiers et la conversation roule sur le logement. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions concernant votre logement. Le logement, qu'il soit à la campagne ou en ville. Par exemple, à la campagne, in the country. In the country. En ville, in the city ou in town. In the city. In town. Donc, une question typique serait « Do you live in the country ?» Vivez-vous à la campagne ?« Do you live in the country ?» Ou « Do you live in the city ?» Est-ce que vous vivez en ville ?« Do you live in town ?» La ferme. The farm. Vous allez découvrir la ferme aujourd'hui. Vous allez découvrir la campagne et la ville.
Hello, I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm Wilt Brower. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. This is Mrs. Brower.
Good evening, Mrs. Brower.
I'm Emily. What do you do, Mr. Lerner?
I'm a reporter. Are you a farmer?
Yes, I am.
Are all these men farmers?
Yes, they are.
Some women are farmers, too.
Emily is a good farmer.
Yes, we're both farmers. Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Come with me.
Hi, Wilt. This is Martin.
We've met. Wilt, may I visit your farm?
Of course. Can you come on Monday?
No, I can't.
Can you come on Tuesday?
Yes. I want to ask you some questions on Tuesday.
Okay. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Wilt. Hi, Eric. This is Martin.
Hi, I'm Eric Jankuski.
Are you a farmer?
Yes, I am. All these men are farmers.
Petite révision. Tout d'abord, vous avez entendu sûrement l'expression « I'm a farmer ».« I'm a farmer ». « Je suis fermier » ou « Je suis fermière ». « I'm a farmer ». « I have a farm ». « J'ai une ferme ». « Are you a farmer ?» « Êtes-vous fermier ou êtes-vous fermière ?» « I am a farmer ». I'm a farmer. We are farmers. Nous sommes fermiers. They are farmers. Ils sont fermiers. Donc reprenons la question. Are you a farmer? I'm a farmer. Are they farmers? Yes, they are. Do you live on a farm? Est-ce que vous vivez sur une ferme? Yes, I do. I live on a farm. Vocabulaire. A farm. Une ferme. Et maintenant, je vous demande la question. Do you have a farm? Et vous pouvez répondre. Yes, I do. No, I don't. Et me dire où se trouve votre ferme. Do you have a farm? Autre question. Are you a farmer? Êtes-vous fermier ou êtes-vous fermière? I live in a big house. J'habite dans une grande maison. I live in a big house. I live in an apartment. J'habite dans un appartement. I live in an apartment. I have a big farm. J'ai une grande ferme. They have a small farm. To live in the country, or to live in the city, or to live in town, or the village. The country, la campagne. The city, la ville. The town, la ville. The village. Do you live in the country? Est-ce que vous vivez à la campagne? Si oui, répondez-moi. Yes, I do. I live. Vous me dites la petite ville dans laquelle vous vivez à la campagne. Do you live in the country? Do you live in the city? Si oui, vous répondez I do. I live in Kinshasa. Or I live in Lubumbashi. Or I live in Dakar. Do you live in town? No, I don't. I live in the country. Autre possibilité, do you live in the village? Yes, I do. I live in a small village. J'habite dans un petit village. Donc vous pouvez me répondre et dire, yes, I do. Vous avez appris à répondre à des questions concernant votre logement. Do you live in town? Do you live in the city? Do you live in the country? Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. Until then, thank you for your time. Goodbye.
And welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have a special guest with me today. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Pascaline Mamoko.
Pascaline Mamoko, you are welcome to Anglais Télé. Thanks. You can find us on Facebook. Vous pouvez nous retrouver sur Facebook Anglais Télé. And we're going to start with an introduction in a business setting, such as is the case for you, Pascaline, because you have just joined French to Africa, VOA. And so we're going to discuss with Pascaline, and you guys will be able to listen, and you will discover what it's like to enter a business setting and introduce yourself. And you will discover some vocabulary, and we're going to have some fun with this, right?
Yes.
Okay, she says yes. All right, so Pascaline, you have just joined our team, and that's a term that people use even on a professional level, a team. And we are going to greet you. So you have just entered our office, and hello.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you.
You don't know me, so you don't say hi, Michelle, yet.
Okay.
That's, you know, informal talk. We are going to be formal because you don't know me, I don't know you, and our boss has just brought you in. So he's saying, hello, Michelle, we are bringing on this person, bringing on onto the team to bring on, ramener dans l'équipe. Here you go. So,
hello, my name is Pascaline. I'm a new employee.
Okay.
That's my first day today.
Okay, Pascaline, you're new. Nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
Okay. So, where are you coming from?
I'm originally from Central African Republic.
Okay.
And
do you live in the States?
Yes. I live in D.C. I've been here for 7 years already.
Okay. So she has been here for 7 years. You have been living in the United States, Washington, D.C.
Yes, I've been living here for 7 years.
Okay, so where have you been? Why hasn't she been here before? But we're very happy to have you.
Thank you.
Okay, so do you have a business card?
Yes, I do have my business card right there.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. Oh, okay. So this is, you have an email address. Okay. Thank you. I see your name. And what is your background? That's another typical question that people say. Oh, what's your background?
Okay. Since I come in the U.S., I'm attending school. I'm a senior student at Strayer University.
Okay.
I'm actually seeking a bachelor degree in marketing.
Okay. So slow down. She is a senior at the university, Strayer University, marketing.
Yes.
She is studying marketing. So do you want to slow down and tell our listeners again? Because she's speaking like an American, you know? Okay, so she's going to slow down a bit.
Okay, I'm a senior student seeking a bachelor degree in marketing at Strayer University.
That's great. Thank you. She's a senior student at Strayer University. And she is doing a degree in marketing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you excited about joining VOA?
I'm very excited because I think this is a main door. I feel at home here. And since it's just my first day, but I like it already. I met new people and
I feel that I can. This is very exciting. It's her first day. She already feels at home, very comfortable, right?
Yes.
Elle est à l'aise, elle est confortable. And yes, it's the opening of a new career for you.
Yes.
Along with your studies, of course.
Exactly.
Okay, very good. So she has given me her business card, and I'm going to give her my business card as well. There you go. And you can look at it and maybe share the information.
I see the name on the card, Michelle Joseph.
Okay, she has the name. So on the business card, usually you see the name.
I see the title.
Right, the title or the occupation.
The occupation.
Okay.
And the name of the company, the address, your office phone number, cell phone, even email address.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
So basically on these business cards, you try to put as much information as needed for the person getting the business card. So are you satisfied with the information?
Yes, so far I'm satisfied since I have the full information.
Okay, great. So what did you notice about the information in a business setting? What did you notice?
I'm just amazed that you even have your picture on it.
Okay.
And it gives all information that I need. Just
there's even a logo, right?
Yeah, the logo of the company is on it. And any information that I need to is in case I want to get in touch with you.
Right. So it's really a business intent. There is no personal information on the card as such, right?
No.
You don't see Mrs. or Miss, or you don't see any of that. So, you know, for women in particular, you want to remain neutral. If you want to say Ms., M-S, that's okay, that's professional. Or if you're a doctor, you can put DR or a PhD. But usually people don't put personal information on the business card, that is. Okay, so we're going to end this little meeting with our closing team, and we'll be back because we're doing several little meetings with you today. We are talking with
Pascaline Mamoko.
And we're very happy to have Pascaline Mamoko. I'm very sorry.
That's okay.
She has a difficult name for Americans. Pascaline Mamoko is new to Voice of America. She's new to our team. And we have had some formal introductions. And now I'm going to ask her what she saw when she first went to the desk that was assigned to her. There's a major tool on this desk. What is it? The desk is clear. And in the center, you have...
A computer. A telephone.
Right. Telephone. Yeah. So what does this tell you?
This tells me that it's a professional place.
Okay. It's professional. And what about these tools that you have in front of you?
The tools are for work.
That's it. It's for work. So the major tools nowadays, 2014, especially in an environment like this, you need your computer and you need your phone.
Exactly.
And without those, you can't get very far. Mm-hmm. Because you discovered that today, right?
Yes.
Are you already logged on to the computer?
Not yet. I have to get a pass. A password.
Exactly. So the process of entering the workplace, you have to be logged on into the system. That's a computer term that everybody uses nowadays, to log on.
Exactly.
How would you say that in French? Comment est-ce que tu expliquerais ça?
Le mot de passe, c'est ça?
Oui, ou être dans le système, oui. To be logged on to...
En fait, il faut une identité, en fait.
Une identité. So, to enter this system and to join our team, you have to have your own identity.
Exactly.
You have to log on with a particular password.
Under your name, of course.
Under her name. So this is a big process. You cannot start until all this has happened.
Yes, it's a process. So.
It's a process. Were you surprised?
Oh, not really, but I was not really surprised. No.
Okay.
And I know everything is about process here.
Yes.
So I'm not really surprised.
Okay, so like before, maybe our tools were paper, pencils, books, dictionaries, etc. Today, you need your computer, you need your phone, you need to be logged into a system so that you can access our work files, our audio software so that you can work in radio, etc.
Yes.
Okay. So I do have a question. A question in the difference of presentation. Let's say if you enter an office in your original country, Central African Republic, versus the welcome that you had here today, would you say that it was more formal in your country and less formal here in the States? How would you compare?
So everybody's friendly, and it makes me feel like I'm about to do something good, you know, about the position that has been given to me.
That is wonderful.
Yeah,
so people are friendly, and she feels she is going to do something good. She's going to contribute to our team in a positive way.
In a positive way. So, and... I can say that I already know, you know, if there's anything, I won't have any issue because everybody's ready, you know, to help.
Okay.
And it makes me feel good.
You feel good. You feel welcomed. Everybody is ready to help you.
Exactly.
Okay. So on that note, we'll close this little chapter.